Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight.
This is VOA News. Amira Melman reporting a terrorist attack in Indonesia apparently meant to copy the attack on Paris. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta that left seven people dead, including all five of the attackers. VOA Steve Herman in Jakarta says the violence began with a series of explosions in the mid-morning hours in an upscale area of the city.
People reported hearing up to six explosions, as well as gunfire, and it was obviously a coordinated attack. Some security experts who have analyzed the video have said that it appears that part of the attack was thwarted or did not occur as the attackers intended, and the authorities here are saying this attack was meant to imitate the Paris attacks.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the assault, saying these acts of terror are not going to intimidate nation states from protecting their citizens and continuing to provide real opportunity, education, jobs, possibilities of a future. There is nothing, he said, in any act of terror that offers anything but death and destruction. So we stand together, all of us, united in our efforts to eliminate those who choose terror, said Kerry to reporters. Jakarta has long been warning about the threat of recruitment by Islamic State and other extremist groups. Kurdish militants attacked a police station in southeast Turkey with a truck bomb, killing six people, including a baby and two toddlers, in one of the biggest strikes since the conflict reunited in July. Security officials say the blast ripped the facade off a station in the small town of Sinar. This is VOA News. The world